This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatuj Anand and today I'll take you through all the factors as well as stocks which will move markets on Friday, that is 25th of October. Well, it was day of consolidation for Indian markets on Thursday, but the good part is that both Sensex and Nifty managed to hold on to their crucial support levels. In fact, Sensex fell by just 38 points but closed above 39,000, while Nifty 50 closed 21 points lower below 11,600, but it managed to hold on to that 11,500 level. Now, experts are of the view that the consolidation in the market is likely to continue as we head towards a long weekend, but stock-specific volatility is likely to continue because of the ongoing September quarter earnings season. And on the global front, investors will watch out for any developments on the US-China trade deal and other factors such as Brexit deal progress, crude oil prices, as well as currency movement would also influence market trend. Now, apart from that, if you look at the gold prices, they rose more than 100 rupees ahead of Dhanteras. In fact, gold rate for December futures was hovering around about 38,200 per 10 grams on MCX. Now, on the macro front, Fitch Rating lowered India's FY20 GDP growth forecast to 5.5% and said a large credit squeeze emanating from non-banking financial companies, that is NBFCs, has pushed economic growth to a six-year low. On the institutional front, well, FPIs were net sellers in Indian markets for 72 crores, while the DIIs were also net sellers to the tune of 738 crores. That's what provisional data showed. Now, let's also look at the big news which one will track on Friday. Well, as many as 54 companies will declare the results for the September quarter. Let's look at the prominent names. The first stock that we are tracking is State Bank of India. Here, the net profit is likely to grow by 60% on a year-on-year basis. Tata Motors is likely to report a loss of 1,480 crores, while for Marico, PAT is likely to grow by 17% on a year-on-year basis. Now, all the estimates are from Motilal Oswal. Now, let's also look at how the Nifty is placed with respect to technical charts. Well, in terms of technical charts, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts, and it consolidated for the second consecutive day in a row. It fell nearly 100 points from its intraday high of 11,670. But head on to its support of 11,550. Now, experts feel that if bears manage to push the index below 11,550, there could be further selling pressure on the index. Apart from that, 11,700 continues to be the crucial resistance to watch out for. In fact, maximum call open interest is placed at 12,000 followed by 11,700, and maximum put open interest is placed at 11,500 followed by 11,600. Now, what are the big news which one should track in today's trading session, in fact, Friday's trading session? Well, we are keeping eye on Interglobe Aviation, in fact, which operates India's largest airline, IndiGo, widened the loss to 1,062 crores in the September quarter. Apart from that, ITC will be in focus. Now, the company reported 36% year-on-year jump in standalone net profit. And the last stock that we are tracking is United Spirits. Now, in fact, it reported 28% decline in consolidated net profit at 157 crores. Now, well, to make your day more profitable, we spoke to India Nivesh Securities and they've given us three stocks for Friday. The first stock that they have on the list is Madhusan Sumi. Now, that's a buy for a target of 127 and a stop loss of 101. J Bharat Maruti, now that's a buy for a target of 256 and a stop loss of 187. Bharat Forge, now that's also a buy for a target of 530 and a stop loss of 413. Here, if you look at all the three stocks, these are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a positional play. So in case you initiate any positions based on these recommendations, well, do consult your financial advisor.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as 289 rupees for a year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.